Okay. Today is Daf Dalet. We're on Daf Gimel Amud Beis, but the two dots, second to bottom line. So we said yes, we said the Mishnah like this. If the sukkah is 20 amos tall, more than 20 amos tall, it is pasul. However, it's not, you can fix it. You can fix it. It's not the end of the world. So, haiza gavoha me'eser mama. Let's say it's higher than 20 amos tall. Ubalamata. And you want to now reduce the size of the sukkah. Because you want to be able to use it, right? So, bikarim ubikasos. You put pillows and blankets and stuff like that on the floor of the sukkah to raise the floor. Okay? If you do that, lo have miyut. That's not considered a miyut. It doesn't raise the floor. Why not? Says Rashi, the last Rashi on the page. She'ein sofo lahaniach sham kol zayin. Because you're not going to leave it there for 7 days. You're not leaving your pillow there for 7 days. Therefore, mipnei hafsid mamono. Nobody's going to do that.
Why? You're not going to. There's no rain that might do that.
But even it doesn't have to do with rain. It's just going to step on it and eat on it. You're not going to leave it there. It's a temporary measure. Until your wife says, "What are you doing? That's what you put there to raise up the sukkah. What's the matter with you? Please bring those back into the house." Once you say that, it's not a meal. It doesn't reduce the size of the sukkah.
So I thought. So
you can build a floor. That's a lot of work. So we're trying to get the easy way out, right? We're talking about men. Even if you're a vatalit, even if you're a rich person, I don't need those sheets. I'm a vatalit. Doesn't matter. Your das is bottled to the whole world. The world as in general, objectively, nobody does that. The fact that you're strange doesn't change the halacha. It's not considered a mir. Teven ubatlo, but if you use straw, have a miyut, because that's normal. That's what you raise the floor with in those days, right? Teven ubatlo, have a miyut. Rashi says in the second top line, tevel ubitlo, yimavatlo. What does it mean, yimavatlo? I'm not going to use it for dog food. I'm not going to use it for cow food. I'm not going to use it for anything else. So Rashi says, bipiv, and l'shiva. You have to say it, and it has to be for 7 days. The Ritva says, you don't have to say it, and it doesn't have to be for 7 days. They argue on both, right? You don't have to say it, it could be in your head, machshava is enough, and it doesn't even have to be for 7 days. Whenever you have the machshava, it's a good sukkah, and it's not a good sukkah. So Rashi seems to hold, you can't build a sukkah that will not last for 7 days. And the Ritva doesn't seem to be the other Rishon doesn't seem to be bothered by that. It's an interesting issue. Can you build a sukkah that, by definition, won't last for 7 days? So right now, it's good. What's going to happen in Chol HaMoed? That's what worry about in Chol HaMoed. That's an interesting question.
Yeah, why? It's an arai.
What? Right. Of course it's an arai. The question is, what? The question is, I'm putting it over here, and then the plow is going to come and knock the sukkah down. So how's that going to happen? So right now, it's good. What about 3 days from now? So Rashi seems to imply that it would not be a good sukkah. It's interesting. The Kolshkein Afar Ubitel. For sure, Afar is Mavatel. That mean, what does that mean? That means what you said. You have a sukkah too tall, so what do? You raise the floor. Esther Meiri, isn't that a problem of Tasev Alomin HaAsui? Tasev Alomin HaAsui means you have a mound of hay, and you carve out a place for a table and a chair and you. That's not a good sukkah. Because the schach was made b'mela. It wasn't actively made. So here I have a pasul sukkah, right? And now without the schach, without touching the schach, I make the sukkah kosher. Right? Without touching the schach. How do I do that? I raise the floor. Isn't that a problem of tasev lo mina asui? The sukkah became kosher backwards?
No.
Why not?
Intrinsically,
that's what the Meiri answers. Because intrinsically, there's nothing wrong with the schach.
Right.
Just, there's an outside issue. What's the outside issue? It's too tall. It's too tall. No.
Shade.
What?
The whole issue is shade.
The issue is height. It's a three-way machlokes.
No, you said the shape.
We're going to get to that in a second. We're going to get to your question in a second. He's raising a very good point. That the Meiri, even according to the Meiri, is going to answer your question in a second. Two questions. Number one, whatever Tassel doesn't apply. Why? It's an outside problem. namely height, and I can raise the floor without bothering with the height, without bothering with the schach. It's not a problem. On Amud Beis, we're going to give another answer. We're going to say that there's no tasev alom and osir when you meddle with the walls. The only time there can be tasev alom and osir is if you meddle with the schach.
Right.
There can never be tasev alom and osir when you're meddling with the walls. It's another answer why it's not a problem. Then the Meir says, one second. We said that if the sukkah is 20 amos tall, then according to Rava, it's a puzzle sukkah. Why? Because it can't be made aray. So how does raising the floor help that? The walls are still not aray, because it's 20 amos tall, the walls. All you did is raise the inside. But the walls are still more than 20 amos tall on the outside. So the, and they can't be made aray because it's going to fall down. So how do you solve the problem?
According to him, you can't.
So the answer is, according to him, you can't. According to him, you can't. Right? That's one answer he gives. According to him, you can't. You hear the question?
Yeah, but according to him, I can't put a sukkah in my house either.
No.
He
asked that question. The Gemara said, if it's less than 20,
right,
then even if it's, you make them kavua, since it could be made arai, it's okay.
If I have a house, I put a sukkah schach,
it's no problem. In your
according
to Rav, it's not an issue. And you put it in the sunroom.
Yeah. No, skylight.
It's a skylight. It's not a problem because he said as long as it's less than 20 amos, it could be built all right because it'll withstand the elements. So if you build it kavah, it's okay. But more than 20 amos, even if you're going to build it all right, it's no good. Why? Because the chances are it's not going to be good. Remember he said that.
I know, but I understand.
And that's why we ended up saying the walls can be made out of any material, even rock, solid iron.
Yeah, exactly. But I didn't think it was important to him.
Even according to him. But here, it's 20 amos tall. What'd you do? You fill the inside. So it's still 20. The walls are still no good. So according to Rav, how's it good? So the Meiri answers, according to Rav, it's taka not good. Taka not. Then he gives a second answer, which you have to think is true. He says, well, If you raise the floor, so then really the bottom part of the sukkah you don't need.
Right.
You don't need that. So then it goes back to since it could be made out of any material. Back to that. But the first answer he says is right. According to this, Rava would not agree with this. That's his first answer. His second is, oh, it can fetch out an answer. Right? Even Rava would agree to it. Right? Okay. Where are we now? Next. Teven. Let's say you use straw, the ain osid lafnoso, and you have no intention of sweeping it away, or the offer stam, or it's offer, but you don't say that you're mavadal, we're not sure what your intentions are, we don't know, so we don't know what the story is over here, is it batal or not? Again, if it's not batal, it's a problem, because maybe you'll take it away, you won't have a sukkah. That's a machlokas for Biosi for Rabbanan. That's a machlokas. What's the machlokas about? So in Hilchas Tumah, there's something like this. If you're in the same room as a mace, and you're in the same room, you become tummy. Right? Right? You become tummy. What if the mace is in the house and you're on the roof? Do you become tummy? No. Because the tumah doesn't go through the roof. Right? So you're on, even though you could be right over the mace. You could be directly over the mace. You're on the roof and the mace is right underneath you. Do you become tummy? No. Why? Tumah doesn't go through the roof. There's one exception. The exception is if there's not an amma of space between the roof and the mace. In other words, a tefach. Let's say the mace is in the room and you fill up the whole room with earth. It's called a coffin, right? A coffin. You have a coffin and the mace is in the coffin and there's no space between the mace and the roof of the coffin. There's no space. It's a very skinny coffin, right?
Or it's on top of something. It could be
on top of... So then if that's the case, if the coffin is mamish, filled, there's no space, then the tumah goes to the rukia, goes to the shemayim. And then if you're standing on the roof, or you're standing on top of the grave site, then you become tummy. That's why kahanim can't go to a cemetery. Because we don't know what's the story with these coffins, right? And sometimes in Eretz Yisrael there is no coffin. So if there's no coffin, then it's for sure that...
Always problems.
Right. And that's all for sure. In America, I don't think you're allowed to...
We don't do it over here, but if you think about it, almost every single coffin has enough room.
Correct. Every coffin probably has enough room. Normal coffins.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. We're machmir anyway. But that's all. They don't bury with coffins.
No,
so if you don't bury with a coffin, the tumma goes to the rakia.
And the dirt they put on top is not nothing.
What do you mean the dirt? Doesn't nothing. It's like standing on the roof. It's like standing on the roof. You're on the roof. Tumma goes straight through the roof.
The dirt on top is worse.
Why is the roof again? The roof is. If you're on the roof,
the tumma doesn't. The tumma only
doesn't penetrate.
It only penetrates. It penetrates if there's no space.
Right.
So in a coffin, think about that.
But on a regular roof,
it's not going to penetrate.
Right.
What if you take your house and you fill up the room with dirt, that, and you're on the roof? Will you become tamei?
Yeah.
It's a machlokas. Here's where we go. Ditnan, buy it. You have a house. Shemiluhu teven otsroros. You filled it up with teven or straw or tsroros pebbles. Ubitlo mavutl, and then you mavatl it. That's the key. The key is you mavatl it. So I don't want this, right? So bitlu in. If you mavatl it, then yeah, the tumah will go through the roof. Low bit, low, low. And if not, not. Right? You have to be... So according to this shita, you have to be mevatalot. V'tani Allah, Rabbi Yossi Omer, well, teven, if it's teven, the ain osid lafnoso, and you're not going to clear it away, but you weren't mevatalot. You weren't mevatalot, but you have no intention of clearing it away. Or, hareyuka offer stam, it's like stam, which we say is ubatal. It's a default bittel. According to the first shita, you have to say it. According to Rabbi Yossi, you don't have to say it. It's automatic. The afar, the asid lafnoso. What if it's afar that you do plan on clearing away? Hareyu kistam teven. It's like stam. Velo bittel. And it's not bottle. So what do you see? Whatever the same achlokas here by tuma is the same achlokas by sukkah. Right? If you put the sukkah with the straw, and you don't plan on clearing it away, you're gonna leave it there for the whole sukkah, right? But you didn't. But you were mevatel with beferish. What's the story, right? Or you put stam afar, right? Or you put afar that you have no intention of clearing away. So according to Rabbi Yossi, it's gonna be a good sukkah, right? According to the Chachamim, it will not. Why? Because he didn't say anything. So say machlokas. Okay, next. Ha'isa gavoh me'esher mama. Let's say it's 20 amas tall. It's 20 amas, so it's too tall. V'hutzin yordin b'so chaf ama. And the leaves, hutzin are leaves. The leaves of the schach are dripping below 20 amos. They're dipping below 20 amos. It's, ooh, the bottom of the schach is below 20 amos. Is that a good sukkah? Is that a good sukkah? Right? So, again, ha'isa gavoh me'esher mama, v'hutzin yordin b'so chaf ama. If there's more shade than sun, kshera. Then that schach is good enough. And therefore the sukkah is below 20. V'imlav psula. And if not, it's pasul. Haitza gavoa yud tvachim. That's the opposite case. Let's say your sukkah is gesundheit. Less than, it's 10 amas, 10 and a half amas, 10 and a half tvachim tall. Right, the minimum share is 10. So it's 10 and a half tvachim tall. And v'hutz in yardin l'soch yud. And now they're lowering the lower down, and now it's below 10. So, Sovra Abaya Lememar, Abaya thought to say, well, Im Chamasin Merubim Mitzlasim Ksheira. If those leaves that are below are more sun than shade, it's a good sukkah. Why? Because if it's more sun. More sun. More sun than shade. If those extra leaves that are too low have more sun than shade, then what is that? Nothing.
Nothing.
Then what's the good tzchach? Above 10, it's all good. That's what Abaya thought to say. It's exact reverse. Amalei Rava, what are you talking about? In that halacha, you're correct, but hadira seruchahi, it's considered a foul dira. They ain't adam dar, but dira serucha. In other words, even it's true, even in the issue of the sun and the shade, you're right. It's less than 10, but you're not living in there. Let's say it's 40% of its shade. So be guarding sun and shade. You're living in a room where 40% of the room is below 10 tefachim. Not going to live in such a place. Therefore, it's puzzle. Let's say it's more than 20 amas tall. Ooh, you're going to need a picture for this. I'm sure there's a picture in the art scroll. It's a picture in the Gemara. Ubana ba'itztava. And you build a platform. Kineged dofenhem tzai alpanei kula. You build a platform. So imagine the sukkah. A bird's eye view of the sukkah looks like the letter C. Or a letter ches, if you want to say. It looks like a letter ches, right? the letter Ches, and you build a platform that hugs the letter Ches. Right? It goes across. So the platform is touching all three walls. And all you need is three walls for a sukkah. That platform doesn't cover the whole floor of the sukkah, only half of it. Right? Right? Keneged Hamtzayah Pnei Kula. But V'yesh Bahechsher Sukkah Kshera. But this sukkah, it's this area of the Itztava is at least 7 by 7 Tvachim. So it is the shear of a minimum sukkah. And you know what? The entire sukkah is kosher, even the part that's not on the Itztava. Why is that true? So there's a gigantic Rashi here, which we're not going to read, where he says that's a special thing by sukkah, that if part of the sukkah is kosher, the rest of it's also kosher, it's all good. It's all good. However, minatad, but if you built the platform on one side of the sukkah, so it's not hugging the connecting wall, right? If you did that, then it depends. In yesh misvas, it's the bulakos al dalaramos psula. If from the platform to the end to the other wall is more than 4 amos, it's puzzle. Pachos mi'arba amos kshira. But if it's less than 4 amos, it's kasher. That's another din in sukkah called dofen akuma, where we'll view the schach as a wall. The wall will stretch over, but that only works if it's 4 amos or less. So the wall will stretch over. So really, that puzzle schach up there is not considered a puzzle schach. It's considered a wall, as long as less than 4 amos. Since the itzdava is not hugging the whole sukkah, what you really have is two sukkahs. That's what you really have. You can only make this two sukkah game if the wall, if the schach that's too tall, is less than 20. Less than four. That's you hear what's going on?
Less than 4 hours from that platform. Right.
Correct, from the platform. Right. If it's less than 4 hours from the platform, you can do that. Michael Mashlon, what's the chiddush over here? Darmina Dofen Akuma? That we say this din of Dofen Akuma? That's old news. Tanina, we learned that already. Bayit Shenifchas. Let's say you have a house and the roof got a hole in it. I say, ooh, instead of fixing the roof, I'll make a skylight and I'll make a sukkah in here. So can you do that? The answer is v'sichich al gabav, and you put tzchach on top of it. Im yesh min hakos al tzichach dalar amos psula. If there's less than 4 amos from the walls of this room, they'll call it the sunroom, right? If there's less than 4 amos from the walls, then it's good. You can do that.
There's a little problem though.
What's the problem?
Standard case of double kumar is the tzchach is no good. Here is the wall is no good.
The Gemara is going to ask that question. In a minute. Good. Hapakas mikan, if it's less than 4 kshera, so it's kosher. So, wait, tell me, dofen akuma? That's old news. Right? So the answer is like this. Mao de tema, I would have thought. Hasam hu de chazil dofen. Over there, dofen akuma works. Because what do you have? You have a regular room. We have a friend who has one of these in their house. Right, Rumi has one of these in his house. My aunt in Far Rockaway has one of these also in her house. Over there, there's nothing wrong with the walls. Just what? Just the schach is not reaching each end of the wall. Schach's in the middle. So the answer is that's okay. Dofen akuma. But over here, like Mati said, havahacha dolochazil dofen. These are not valid walls. Why? It's too tall. Aim low. I would say you don't say dofen akuma in such a case. Come on, Shlon, you do. Okay?
So it works both ways. So we're saying, what's bending? The schach is bending or the wall that reaches, like what are we saying?
The wall bends, and basically the
it stretches.
The schach that's there is considered as if it's not there. That's basically what it is.
So, one second. How Rabbi Yehuda hold, going right back to this again,
yeah.
How do you hold based on a large sukkah over 20 hours?
What do you mean?
You use dofen akuma on the last portion of it.
That's a good question. We might touch on that on the base. If we don't, remind me tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Dofen akuma. So basically, in this case with the itzdava, or better yet, you have a room. Right here in the middle of the room, we carve out a thing. We'll put tzchach. Is it good sukkah? Depends. If from the hole to the wall is less than 4, it's good.
Right.
What's over here? Ceiling. Ceiling's not good tzchach. Dofen akuma. It's considered a wall. Wall can be made out of anything. The wall is as if it goes, and all the walls bend, and they meet at the tzchach. that only works. The bending can only have ply if it's less than 4 amos. Why is that? There's no reason. Right. Exactly. It's a lachon moshe v'sinai. There's no rhyme or reason for this. Okay, where are we up to? Ha'isa gavoa michat ama. Let's say it's 20 amos tall. Ubana itzdava. Now you build the itzdava be'emtziyata. You build it smack in the middle of the sukkah. You walk into your sukkah, and there's a post right in the middle of the sukkah. Sukkah's 25 amos tall. You build a post,
a little platform
in the center of the sukkah.
Not touching anything.
So, im yesh mitzvat itzdava l'dofen arba amos l'chol ruach v'ruach, psula. If it's more than 4 amos away from the walls, puzzle. Pachas mi'arba amos kshira. More than that, it's kosher. My kamash malon, damina dofen akuma, hainu hach. We just learned that. So Gemara says, well, here it's a little different. Mahu detema, I would have thought. Dofen akuma ruach achas amrinan. Dofen akuma from one direction we say, avol v'kol ruach v'ruach lo. But we don't say it from all four directions. Kamash malon, we even say it from all four directions. Ask everybody, 1 second, we just learned it from all four directions in the sunroom. Right? So yeah. What? So the answer is, but here, all four walls are no good. They're all too tall, and we still say Dofen Akuma, and none of the walls are nearby. That's the Chiddush. Here?
None of the walls are touching.
None of the walls are touching, it's nothing. Next. Haisa Pachutza Miyud Tvachim.
In that case, if it's less than 4 amos, he can eat anywhere in that circle. Not just on the platform, right?
Can eat anywhere in the sukkah, not just on the platform.
So we said
no. So that's the thing about Dofen Akuma. You have to be in the spot that's good. The sukkah is good. If you build a skylight in here, and the schach is right in the center, you can't sit over there and eat and be in the sukkah. The sukkah is a kosher sukkah, but you have to be sitting over here.
Oh.
So you might have to be on the itztaba. What?
The whole sukkah becomes kosher.
No. The sukkah has a shame. It's a kosher sukkah.
Can't sit underneath.
But you can't sit. You have to sit underneath the schach.
The women sit
over there. Exactly. By the way, there are people that have sukkahs like that. Yeah. If you have a sukkah, I have an overhang.
I have one spot on my sukkah also.
Right. There's one spot. My sukkah is in my driveway.
Yeah.
So the end of the sukkah, there's an overhang. I have a little bit of overhang, so I don't sit there.
Right.
It's less than 4 amos. It's like this much space. But if you're sitting right under there, you're not sitting under the schach. So either nobody sits there, the woman. Why should the woman lose out on the mitzvah? If you could, nobody should sit there. If you can't, so put someone else there. But it doesn't pass a sukkah. But if you have an overhang that goes at 5 feet, 6, 7 feet, that could ruin the whole sukkah. Because Dofen Akuma can't go that far. Okay, next.
Unless you don't need that wall. You have the wall that would do it, right?
Oh, so that's a question.
Yeah,
well, you don't need it, but now I made it worse. Yeah, I might. What do you mean? You don't need the wall, but you need the schach. Think about it. Let's say your sukkah is less than 10 tvachim. So what do? So you dig a hole to make it less than 10, more than 10 tvachim. You go down, you dig down. So here's the story. Im yesh misfas chakak lekozel gimel tvachim psula. You know, you don't dig a hole. You dig a square ditch, right? And now you'll go down into there, nice and big, and now the sukkah is 12 tvachim tall.
At that point.
How much space can be not dug?
From the walls
to this ditch? Less than 3 tvachim.
Not 4 amos,
less than 3 tvachim. What's the difference? The Gemara is going to ask that in about 2 seconds. Right? Im yesh misfas chakak lekozel gimel tvachim psula. Pachas mishlosh tvachim kshira. Again, this is not tasev alomana asui, because I'm only meddling with the walls. I'm not meddling with the schach. Right? I didn't touch the schach. The reason why the sukkah is no good is nothing to do with the schach. It's an unrelated reason of too small. So if I dig down, it's not an issue of tasev alomana asui. Okay? Taka, by the height, we say 4 amos. And over here, we say 3 tvachim. I'm not sure I understand this answer. Hasam, over there by the 4 tvachim, by the 4 amos, by the 20 amo walls. The issue of dofen, pachos, me'arba amos, sagi. If it's less than 4 amos away, it's good enough. Hacha, but over here, the shiruri ledofen pachos mishlosh tvachim in ilo lo. It can only be three tvachim away. We didn't answer the question.
No, last time you gave the answer, last time my notes here, creation and extension are different. One's creating a wall, one's extending a wall. They're a different concept.
Interesting. So let's see what Rashi says. Look at the last wide line in Rashi. Hasam, over there by Dofen Akuma, De'ika Shame, Dofen Olav. It's already a wall. It's already a wall. So what's the problem? It's too tall. Dechal's Dofen, She'eno Pachos Meyud, Shmo Dofen. As long as it's more than 10 tvachim tall, it's called a wall. Ve'er Vafilu Gavoa Adlerikia. Even if it's up to the sky, it's still a wall. Hilkach Ad Arba Amos. Chasher Mashu, as long as less than 4 Amos, Rachmana Lamoshe, Dofen Akuma. We have a din of Dofen Akuma. It's already a wall. Next Rashi. Hacha, Pachos Miyod, if it's less than 10 Tvachim, Ein Shem Dofen Alav. It's not called a wall. What is it? It's nothing. Elahashtahu, Dibi'inan, Lishvuye Dofen. We want to turn it into a wall.
Creating a wall.
You create, how do you turn it into a wall? Make it longer. Hilkach. Bama she'eno dofen lo agmir rachmana. There is no dofen akum if you don't have a dofen. The first requirement is that it has to have a dofen. Daha dofen akuma agmire. The high lav dofenu. It's not a dofen. Hilkach, therefore, pachos migimel tvachim. If it's less than 3 tvachim, then we'll apply lavud. Right? The chal duch the lavudu. Shaper dummy. Vi lo lo. Good? Rashi says it all. Right? Well, what do you need more than Rashi? Right? Okay, next Gemara. Haisa gavoa esme esrim amma. Listen to this. Haisa gavoa me esrim amma. It's more than 20 amas tall. Ubana ba amud. And you build an amud. Now it's not called an itztava here. It's called an amud.
Yeah, but it doesn't reach the wall. So the other side, you filled it up all the way.
No. Then we said, but if you have a post in the middle, we said dofen akuma. Right?
The platform versus a pole. Pillar.
A pillar, right. Shigavoa esrim tvachim, it's 10 tvachim tall. The yesh bahechsher sukkah, and it's 7x7. That means it's 7x7. So in itself is a good sukkah. So can you sit in it? Think about that. Why is this different than what we said before? Right? Why is this different than what we said before? I had a reason why. Oh, the answer is because it's more than 4 hours away. So you can't say Dofen Akuma here. That's the answer. You can't say Dofen Akuma here.
What are you saying?
So what do? You took a post, you put it in the center of the sukkah. It itself could be the size of a sukkah. It's 10 tvachim tall, 7x7.
Yeah.
Right? So can I go on top of that? And now I'll be less than 20 amos to the schach. The problem is I don't have any walls. That's the problem. I don't have any walls. Because it's more than 4 amos away. So I don't have any walls.
The walls are the thing itself, doesn't it?
Doesn't have walls. It's a block of stone. Doesn't have any walls. Okay? So can we make what's called imaginary walls? So that's going to have a machlokas now. Such a thing as imaginary walls. So Savra by Lamemer, good asik mechitzta. Imaginary walls! Pretend that the walls of the sides of this post go up to the schach, and I'm sitting on my little post, eating my kugel, and it's all good, and I'm in the sukkah. Amalei Rava, 1 second. Be'ina mechitzos hanikaros v'leki. You have to have walls. You can only make these fake walls if you have real walls to start off with. You can't make fake walls without any real walls.
The square block has walls, doesn't it? Walls is block.
Correct. But those are not nikaros. Those are not recognizable walls. That's not walls.
You're sitting on.
Right? Now, we're going to get into that. Tana Rabbanan. No, it's arba kundesin. You take 4 posts, you stick them in the ground. V'sichi chal gabon. And he puts chach on top of it. So, and you go in there. You go in, it's like a chuppah. Four posts.
You're on the roof of a house.
We'll get to the roof of the house in a second. It doesn't have to be. 4 posts, and you go inside it. Do you have walls? There are no walls. So it's such a thing as imaginary walls. So Rabbi Yaakov Machshir, V'chacham and Posim. Rabbi Yaakov said it's good, V'chacham said it's no good. Amar Rav Huna, Machlokes al Sfas Agad. The whole machlokus is when it's done on the top of a roof, and the 4 posts are the corners of the roof. So I already have walls of a roof. I already have the walls of the building. So I can just keep on going up. I already have the walls of the building. Rabbi Yaakov Sefer, I'm reading a good asik mechitzta. For Rabbanan Sefer, I'm reading a good asik mechitzta. Absolutely not. Avol be'em tahagad, what if it's smack in the middle of the roof? When There's no walls there's no walls. It's the middle of the roof. It's right here, middle of the roof, where the wall's coming from. Divrei HaKol P'sula. Everyone holds it's puzzle. Even your back of it holds it's puzzle. Why? You have no walls. Where are the walls coming from? So in our case in the sukkah, everyone would agree it's no good. Where are the walls coming from? Rav Nachman Amar, no. The Emsa HaGag Machlokas. No. The Emsa HaGag is the Machlokas. Now what do you mean by that? Ibailu, what do you mean by that? The Emsa HaGag Machlokas al Volsfas HaGag Divrei HaKol K'sheira. And everyone holds it's okay. Or Dilma Bezu Bezu, Bein Bezu Bein Bezu Machlokas. And the answer is Teiku. We don't know. Okay? Now, Meisvei. Now we have a kasha on Rav Huna. What did Rav Huna say? Rav Huna said, right? What did Rav Huna say? What? What did Rav Huna say? The Rav Huna said that if it's in the Emta Hagag, everybody agrees it's no good. Why? Because you have no walls. Right? Meisvei, one second. But didn't we just say, not dalat kandisin ba'aretz? What if you take four posts, stick them in the ground, v'sichich al gabon, and you put a schach on top of it? Rabbi Yaakov Bakshir v'chav and poslim. Rabbi Yaakov said it's good. V'aretz ke'em tagag dami. V'kamachshir Rabbi Yaakov. There's no walls. And Rabbi Yaakov said it's good. And Rabbi Yaakov said it's good. So what do you see? How can Rav Huna say everyone agrees it's no good? Do you have to do Rav Huna? Do you have to? Rav Huna's wrong. Right? Rav Huna's wrong. He can't be right. It doesn't make sense. Not only that, we're going to keep on knocking Rav Huna. But Ode also. The Emta Hu, the Pligi, they argue in the middle. Aval Svas Hagag Divrei HaKol K'sheira. Oh, but on the end of the sides, they hold it's all. Everyone holds it's kosher. So let me tell you, Tuyofta de Rav Huna Betarti. Because Rav Huna said that at the end, it's a machlokas. And here he says, at the end, everyone agrees it's good. Amalach Rav Huna, no. You got me once, but the second time, Pligi Be'emta Hagag. Really, they argue in the both. For who Adin Al Svas Hagag. And really, they argue by the ends also, like I said. I v'hada afligu the kemiflagi be'emta hagag. So why did the Mishnah only say in the end? They argue in the middle. Lo diach hakochad Rabbi Yaakov. Now Rabbi Yaakov so makil that even when there are no walls, he made up walls. Dafilu be'emta hagag nami machshir. Even be'emta hagag, he's also machshir. Because he holds that since you have four posts and the schach, you can make imaginary walls. You have something to make imaginary walls. Something. It's very, very unique. We would never say this in a million years. Was that a sukkah? No. What is it? It's four posts.
How does the kippah work? We do that by a korah.
Right.
Many by a kippah. How does the kippah work based on that weapon?
That's just symbolic.
Symbolic.
Yeah. Now, as a matter of fact, Mati's right. Tan Rabbanan. Not, let's just get to the two dots if we can. Not arba kundesin ba'aretz. You put four posts in the ground, v'sichich al gabon, and you put shchach on it. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, you know what you do? Rowin kol she'ilu yichakaku v'yachloku v'yesh patefach l'kan atech v'lkan yidodim yishum diyumid. You take the post. What's a post made out of? It's a circular wooden beam. You don't even have... What?
A tree.
Make it into an L shape. Or you can even imagine it's an L shape. I get a tefach here, I make an L, I do that on all four sides. Look at that, I got four walls. Unbelievable. We allow that, we did it in the Erevin, we did it for the well, right? To enclose the well. So, but there we said it has to be an Amma by an Amma. Here he's even more making, tefach by tefach, right? Well, and then it's called the Diyumid, which is a double.
You're not even doing it, you're rowing Ki'ilu.
Right. Rowing Kol, you imagine, you don't have to do anything, you imagine it. Right, so the Mepharshim said, but it has to be big enough that you could even imagine it. If you wanted to do it, you could do it. It has to be like a tefach and a tefach in the L shape, right? The yamlav, and if you can't do it, any donim mishum diyumid. Then you can't pretend if it can't be possible. Shai Rabbi Yaakov Omer diyumid sukkah tefach. Oy, there's a tefach. The Chacham Omer achi yishtayin kel chasan v'shloshes afilu tefach. The Chacham say none of this. You need two real walls, and the third wall could even be the size of a tefach. Tomorrow we're gonna learn how we know that a sukkah, the minimum shear of a sukkah is 10 tvachim tall, and it's learned out of the Aron HaKodesh, and we're going to get to the tzitz tomorrow, a lot of parshas tomorrow. All right? We'll pick up then. Everybody have a very good day.
Right. Find out why the mill doesn't have tzitz.